Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When you need to know something, you trust someone who's been right on the money before. That's where we come in.
That's what we do.
But we just call it the winning edge to save time. You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. Radio Network.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Some people are busting, but everybody else in between throwing it down. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Network, the loudest station in the nation. We've got a full house here this evening. Mike Tenier is going to step up, put in FBI Outsiders in the house. Teddy Covers throws it down with a straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big Card Julio, JN Reports. It's our Windy City Sports report. The Big E, Eric Cohen, kicks it with us as well. TSN Edge in the house as we pick up the pieces of following a New England Patriot beatdown of the Atlanta Falcons. When it was all said and done, we were on the New England Patriots. I don't often lay points like this, but it was somewhat of a predictable outcome. When it was all said and done, wasn't it? The Atlanta Falcons complete a couple of passes here and there, and the Atlanta Falcons get punched in the mouth, and the Atlanta Falcons roll over and tap out. And I don't know what it is with threes here, but, like, you know, remember, so we got the 28-3 score that looms over the Falcons for the rest of their lives. So 28-3 looms. Last week they lose 43-3, and now in the last two games they've been outscored 68-3. That's not easy to do, actually. That's quite an accomplishment. That's pretty impressive, actually. It's hard to be that bad. It's hard to be that bad, but that might be a good thing, actually, that it shows Atlanta that, you know what, yeah, we're not very good, and let's not be fooled because, ooh, we had that last playoff spot for a couple hours at 4-4. The Atlanta Falcons are going to have to seriously consider moving forward with a new quarterback. Like, at some point, you know what I mean? Like, they have to ask themselves, all right, like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we striving for? If I'm the Falcons, and I would have done it last year, but it was a difficult contract to handle, if I'm the Falcons, I do a Matt Stafford type of deal here. There'll be some team out there that thinks that Matt Ryan could come in and be their savior on the way out. And you know what I mean? Like, the Indianapolis Colts seem to, like, pick quarterbacks up on a yearly basis. So somebody will want Matt Ryan. But if I was Atlanta, you already traded Julio Jones, and it was a brilliant move. Look at Julio Jones. The guy never plays. Right? Like, time to let it go. You know, it's a time to let the past go. And as far as the New England Patriots are concerned, well, the Patriots are thinking about the future right now, a playoff future right now. The New England Patriots are on fire. This team is getting better on a weekly basis as they get healthier. They got a 5-game win streak right now. And they've got more wins than the Buffalo Bills do right now. Like, this is real for Buffalo. Like, you know, this is real. And I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. And we'll get into this with Mike Tenier and everybody tonight. I'll bring it up. I'll throw this at Teddy. The Buffalo Bills, why are they Super Bowl favorites? Like, what am I missing here? Are the Bills like 9-0 or something like that? Have the Bills covered 9 weeks in a row? The Bills lost to the bloody Jacksonville Jaguars 2 weeks ago. It's the Late Night Anger. your management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. The picks, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust up, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it on the mightier 1090 in San Diego. We're kicking it on Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. New England Patriots kicked the crap out of the Atlanta Falcons tonight. 25-0 was the final score. They thought 28-3 was bad. Well, 25-0 is pretty bad as well. Falcons, if you look back to last week, they got outscored 43-3. Now 25-0. So what's that? 68-3 in their last two football games. Mac Jones is being talked about like he's Joe Montana. And Mac Jones did take a step closer to winning the Rookie of the Year tonight, in my opinion. And we gave it to you earlier in the week. We jumped in on it at plus 130. And we'll see where the number settles in after this. But, like, really, like, you know, Mac Jones was 22 of 26. And I thought it was kind of funny. And whatever, it always happens that way, right? That Troy Aikman and Joe Buck were waxing poetic just about how freaking awesome Mac Jones is, right? Like, basically, Mac Jones, like, takes a snap, and you'll hear every announcer. I haven't seen a rookie take a snap that cleanly in a long time, Chuck. Mac Jones, look at the way, Troy, that he just takes that snap. And it's like, it's really like it's getting to like biblical proportions right now. But this is why I bet it. And I told you guys this. You know what I mean? Like, basically, we can't change, you know, the world, but we can make money in this world, right? We can't change the way the media thinks, but it's to the point like where Mac Jones basically hands the football off and they talk about how great he is. Well, what a smooth handoff. You know, you can just see the pedigree there with the handoff, right? Like, Mac Jones completes a screen pass and they're talking about him going to the Pro Bowl. I mean, hell, we had a guest bring up maybe is he the MVP? MVP. So you listen, Mac Jones, 22 of 26. All right, that's cute. You know, it was for 207 yards. All right, there's a lot of dink and dunk stuff going on. Mac Jones will be the Rookie of the Year, but the over-hype from the media is almost comical at this point. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah. The Late Night Anger Management Class. That's me, Gene. We're rolling. It's a Thursday night throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We got a full house here. Mike Tenier is going to join us. Football Outsiders, New York Times. Mike Tenier, the Big E, Eric Cohen. We kick it old school with our former update guy. And partner in crime, the Big E, Eric Cohen, returns tonight. We've got Julio Rosario joining us from the Windy City, our Windy City Sports Report. Let's send it straight to the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, right now. Teddy turned down seats right behind the net. Detroit Red Wings and Vegas Golden Knights tonight just to be here with us. We appreciate that, Teddy. How you doing, Teddy? Teddy's like, what? Who? Who? What? Red Wings? What?
I got sure. That's exactly what I did.
What's going on, Teddy?
I didn't even know the Wings were in town.
They are. They're playing right now, actually. Yeah, exactly. Detroit Red Wings.
It's look at five. That. Winning.
Yeah, it's 5-1 Vegas with 9 minutes. Well, you found a team you can beat, Detroit. Well, Red Wings have actually been playing pretty well for a young team. But, yeah, Vegas is up 5-1. Good to catch up with you, Teddy. Thanks for joining us. And I feel like a jerk, actually, but I, you know, whatever. That's a daily thing with me. Where I had good intentions. So you were not with us last week, and we're not on next week. Me and Cam are going to be on during the Bills and the Saints game next week, but we'll let people know that. But was it your birthday last week? Is that, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, you see, you feel the same way I do about birthdays, I think. So I'm not going to go overboard. But I meant to wish you a happy birthday. So happy birthday. I meant to wish you a happy
birthday. Yeah, so, it's all good, man. The birthday, you know, it's that. Okay, so flat out, November is the worst month of the year to begin with. All right, you know, it's getting darker, it's getting colder. We all there are too many sports going on. We're all miserable in November. Like, there's no worse month of the year than November. And then you have your birthday. You know, I had my birthday in the middle of the week last week. It's not. I mean, there's no birthday part of it. I just work all day, and then you know, you're like, your wife's like, "Oh, we gotta do something. All right, let's go get something to eat, and then I'll go out back home and work some more."
Yeah, I can see you. I know you. I can see you more so of for the people around you. All right, get it over with. Let's go get this dinner over with.
Right? No, totally, dude. And when all was said and done, I'm like, I'm not even going out. We're getting carry out.
Teddy, well, happy birthday nevertheless, Teddy.
Thank you.
No, I'm such a jerk. Like, there was a guest of ours too. He was about to come on our show, and like his mother was in the ICU, like literally like 10 minutes before like he came on the show. And I'm like, mental note, I'm like, I really got to send him a message and see how his mother's doing, right? Be a class act here. Totally didn't do it.
Yeah.
Remember, like, totally didn't do it. I just went on with the show after. Like, you know, it's a selfish little bubble we're in, actually, this world. And I agree. I hear what you're saying, Teddy. Listen, I've never been a fan of October, personally. And it's just me, like, you know what I mean? It's my biorhythm or whatever the hell it is, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not, like, saying I don't like October. Right? It's not just, oh, I lose bets or something like that. I've never liked the month of October. It's never been good for me. And I've never really been a big fan of November either, Teddy, to be honest with you. I don't have a negative thought of December, though, but I know what you mean. All the sports are at once. There's a lot of like, oh, I should have done that. What the hell? I missed that. Oh, like, it seems like everything's moving fast and slow at the same time, Teddy, now. But I brought it up earlier tonight. I said it the other day to Cam. I said, man, I hate November. I really do.
Yeah, it's the worst of the bunch, you know? I mean, there's all, so like the only two time periods that are real are like a year and a day, and everything else we just make up to make our lives easier. You know, there's a year is real and a day is real. But it's like, why don't we have 8 days a week? You know what I mean? Why don't we stick that extra day?
I've asked that question. Well,
why don't we combine October and November into crap-tember. I mean, it's our choice, you know?
I went off on a diatribe the other night about Thanksgiving. It wasn't very popular, which I said, it's not a holiday. I said, it's just a reason to take a day off and watch football. So don't act like you're all sitting around praying and stuff. Like, I love that. Oh, thanks, Thanksgiving. Like, holidays, and it's crazy, the world that we're in right now. I mean, holidays, that's how I almost just think. It's like, oh, Christmas? Like, all right, who's playing? Right? Who's? I hate to admit it, Teddy, but it is. Like, oh, Christmas. Oh, yeah, who's, what are the games? Yeah, what are the NBA games? Teddy covers, kicking with us. So, Teddy, I thought it was a weird game tonight coming into this football game. I made the right choice in pulling the trigger with the New England Patriots when it was all said and done. I'm quite frankly, I'm not surprised. I'm kind of kicking myself for not taking the alternate line tonight. Because we throw like final score predictions out before the game, before all these primetime games. And I said Patriots like 30-13. And then I said, I don't know. And then I said, it wouldn't surprise me if they won like 23-7 or something. Right? So the game sort of went the way that I thought it would. So I'm kind of kicking myself for not taking the alternate line. But hey, life of a gambler, right? I should have done this. Even when you win, you're mad after.
I am all the time. You know, I'm mad when I win when it wasn't easy enough, you know. So I get that. You know, I'm mad because I didn't pound the under. I talked about it. You know, I talked about it a lot. I'm mad because a month ago I said the Patriots are the most undervalued commodity in the NFL. Did I bet Patriots futures? I did not. Did I bet Patriots every week? I did not. I mean, this is just missed opportunities, man. I hear you. And that seems to happen a lot more when there's a lot more sports going on at once. Because, you know, like, I don't know how, I know that you and I have very different styles when it comes to handicapping, but, you know, when it comes to me, like, I like to go through the games once, and then I go through them twice, and then I think about them, and then I sleep on it, and then the more I take my time and the more times I go through the games, the more I catch. And this time of year, you don't get that. You don't get five chances to go through the games. Or you know, a lot of times it's, you know, two or three chances that you're going through all the games, for me at least. And clearly it's not enough because I'm not doing great, and I'm not catching things that I should be catching. Like,
well, let me ask you then.
And under.
Shouldn't you, like, at times, like, maybe shake up the routine or you're working too hard? You know what I mean? Like, if you know what I mean? If you do it, if all of us were doing the same thing, like, over and over, and you're not getting the results you want. But I hear what you're saying. I brought it up the other night, in which it bothers me. Like, after these shows, like, I'm on all day, and, you know, I can say, oh, it's been a long day, and I'm going to shut things down. No, like, right after the show, Teddy, like, I'll take, like, 15 minutes off type thing. You know what I mean? Maybe, like, 15, 20 minutes, right? And then by 12:30, like, I'll put the Twilight Zone on and stuff, but by 12:30, I'm already, like, on to the next day. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, I don't want to wake up and have that, oh, my God, and the clock is ticking today. At least I want to sleep on things, Teddy. You know what I mean? At least just store it in my brain and, all right, yeah, what about that and what about this? I hate waking up and like you said, like doing shows and, oh, my God, I got to prepare these shows. I got to get all the bets in. I got to look at this. What about that sport? What about this? Dude, NBA injuries take you an hour alone, Teddy. You know what I mean? Figure out who's playing in the NBA takes like 45 minutes.
Well, I love your concept of, you know, half hour after the show, good day, bad day.
Oh, same thing. It doesn't matter. Good day, bad day, same thing. Same routine, Teddy. 15, 20 minutes later.
Same way. Yep. You know, it's like there are times you're really mad. There are times you're really glad. But you don't want to carry that around with you either way. You know, so you give yourself your moment to celebrate. You give yourself your moment to be pissed off. And then you sit down and do your work. Now, you say, if it's not working, do you change your routine? No. Because this is what works for me long term. And what's happened in November is that your routine changes a little bit because you're so busy, you're not able to do the same things the same way.
Well, when you travel, does it just throw you off? Like, I used to hate it, bro. It would really piss me off. Like, you're on,
Thanksgiving, I'm going, and I try to do everything I can before I leave.
It just takes you out of your element, doesn't it? It's just different. Like, I know. It's not. People always get your bet in anyways. Yeah, I'm calling in bets from the parking lot at Dodger Stadium. It's not the same. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
It's the Late Night Anger Madness Red Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. Mighty Ear 1090, Sirius XM, channel 159. For whatever it's worth, it's got to mean something to somebody. The Detroit Red Wings just scored. It's a 5-2 right now with a minute left. But like every point, Teddy, there's something in a play. It meant something to somebody somewhere. Right? Like it meant somebody's. It meant something to somebody somewhere. So it looks like he kicked it in, but nevertheless. All right, so it's 5-2 for Vegas late. I've actually got in on a little live in-game action here, and we got a hell of a basketball game going on. Arizona State and San Diego State, Teddy. I looked at the number, and, you know, I would full disclosure, like I didn't study it. I didn't cap it. It was when I was watching the football, sort of softer. I'm like, man, 8 points. Huh? And I got 7.5 in-game as the game started. I said, this game's going to come down to the wire. So I jumped on Arizona State plus the points. And I got the over 133.5 in game. It's currently 136.5 right now. 59-59. Both teams are in the bonus right now from here on out. And they've been in the bonus for a while, Teddy. I don't know if you got your eye on this game or have action on it, but figured I'd just share my bet with everybody.
Yeah, I haven't done a thing in college basketball yet, and I won't until after Thanksgiving. That said, yeah, eight, you know, just at a glance, it's one of those, eight, that looks like a lot.
Yeah, for SDSU to cover by. You know what, though, Teddy, I'll be honest, like, I was sort of, I wasn't, like, put off. Like, college basketball started last week, whatever it did, and it was like, whoa. And I was like, I don't know. Like, basically, like, if I had to do an exam and people asked me some serious questions, I would have failed, right? Yet, I started the season 8-1. You know what I mean? Because I only bet what I knew, Teddy. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know about that team. I don't know about this team. But I know about Kansas, right? And I know about Michigan. So I sort of stuck with what I knew early, and it's worked. I've been very low volume with college basketball. I lost with Rutgers tonight. I took Rutgers at DePaul tonight. I lost with that. I hit with Michigan State last night. I'm really just playing like a game or two a night so far in college, Teddy. I'm not spraying the board.
Well, one thing that I give you credit for, Gabe, and genuinely I give you credit for, is you're a person who does this as well as anyone I've ever met, which is dip your finger in that, dabble in this, and not get crushed in any of them, you know? I've seen you betting billiards, you know? I mean, you're, with not as a complete amateur. You might be a degenerate with it, but you're not betting it like a, you know.
No, I appreciate
that. Betting on, not just because you like this guy's name better than that guy. You know, and here's a college basketball board. You know, every day there's 50 games on there. You know, it's brutal to try to go through that, right? It's brutal when you go through it in January and you already have seen these teams five times. You know, you're like, yeah, I could pick this one out. I could pick that one out. You know, and you do. I give you a ton of credit because I can't do that.
But how?
If I'm not living it and eating it and
yeah.
Eating it, I can't look at it and try to pick winners. It just doesn't work for me.
You know, though, but I ask myself at times, too, because I think it's impossible to say, oh, yeah, I beat the NBA, I beat college basketball, I beat the NHL, and I beat the NFL every night. You know what I mean? So it's almost, sometimes there's this pendulum where it's like, well, I won in hockey, but I lost in the NBA. I won with this and I won with that, right? But I don't feel like I don't know. Like, I'm not walking in blind in anything. That is a fact. And they, that's why, though, Teddy, we talked about it. You know what I mean? We don't sleep. Neither do you, right? You know, I really don't.
And you made a pretty strong point that if we all did that and only did that, which is bet what you know, we'd all be better bettors. You know?
Yeah, I know.
If you're a little bit lower volume and focus on the stuff that you genuinely know, you're probably going to win more than you lose.
Teddy covers, kick it with us. So Teddy asked me during the break, and I usually get up and I stretch, I get something. But Teddy just said as we were coming back here, what's a lock this week in the NFL? And I laughed. I said, well, every lock has its key. But Teddy sort of put me on the spot, and I'm thinking, so I was scrolling through the board here, and every game almost in the NFL, pretty much every one of them, it's like, that's no lock. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Detroit and Cleveland, 11.5. I don't know. Like, Boyle will probably be better than Goff. Their offense can't be any worse. So, I'm not ready to lay double digits. Detroit have been a good road team. San Francisco and Jacksonville's whacked. It's 6.5. Indianapolis and Buffalo. Everybody seems to love the Bills, Teddy. I'm a Bills fan. I don't love them. I think it'll be a high-scoring game, but I don't love them. I liked Miami earlier in the week at 3, and that was with Zach Wilson coming back. Now it's 3.5 with Joe Flacco. I'm turned off. Washington football team in Carolina. Yeah, they don't have Chase Young. They don't have Montez Sweat. I don't think it's a smart move starting Cam Newton this week. So that game confuses me. Baltimore, I don't want to lay 5.5 on the road against Chicago. New Orleans and Philadelphia. Everybody loves the Eagles. I don't, but I don't trust the Saints. Packers and Vikings. The Packers have covered 9 in a row, but I don't know. It's a tough game. The Bengals and the Raiders, a complete toss-up. Arizona and Seattle, I don't know. Is Russell Wilson, they have one bullet left. They're trying to salvage their season. Dallas and Kansas City is a tough-as-hell game to pick. So as crazy as it sounds, guys, basically, if the Taliban, kicked the door in and said, listen, you got to pick one game, otherwise you're done. I tell them, Houston, Texans, plus 10, Teddy. It's pretty crazy. That's where I'm at. Like, out of all these games, I can almost live with taking a Texans plus 10 the most, Teddy.
That's probably because we just haven't seen the Texans stink as much lately because they're coming out of their bye.
That recent memory bias. I know, but for me, it's Tyrod Taylor's back. And this Tennessee, are they really, can they really do this? Are they going to just start smashing people now too, Teddy, and covering his double-digit favorites now too?
Well, you can look at it that way, but really the question can be, can the Texans play a competitive football game on the road? You seen what they've done on the road this year? At Buffalo, they lose 40-0. At Indy, it was 31-3. At Arizona, it was 31-5. The good one was at Miami. They got 9 to that one.
Yeah.
That's their last 4 on the highway, dude.
They so what are you telling me? My lock is is a cheap one?
I'll put it this way. If I'm playing that game, the only side I would want is the Houston Texans side.
See, after all that.
Yeah, of course. But that's the problem. Is that where, you know, you make both, when you make strong, decent cases for both sides, you don't have locks. And I, you know, I was joking.
I know, Teddy, but which one, you know what I mean, though? Almost every one of these, and listen, it's in our head anyways that, well, you can make a case for both sides, right, or not, because the results are going to be the results either way. But I don't know if it's just me, and I'm not rattled. I just won. I had the Patriots tonight. So it's not like, oh, I'm scared of the NFL. But I'm dead serious today. Packers-Vikings. You can make an argument for either team. I'm looking at the under here. I don't know. I guess in hindsight, Green Bay wins, and we'll say, God, we're morons for not taking a team that's covered 9 weeks in a row at this cheap number, Teddy, right? What about that one?
But the whole thing with, like, if you've been riding, this is where it matters as to whether you've been riding this streak or not. Because there's no way in hell if I haven't been riding a team and they've covered 9 in a row.
You jump it in.
So this is, now is the time to jump in on them. Okay? And I'm not doing that. If you're riding Green Bay, if you made money with the Packers during this streak, it's a different story. Say, hey, I'm going to ride this team till they die. I'm going to ride this team till they don't cover. And you bet on them last week and the week before. Totally get that. But if you're like, if you haven't played Green Bay, you're like, now's the time. I'm gonna, you know, in the what is the biggest game of the year for Minnesota? Not for Green Bay. This is the biggest game of the year for Minnesota. You know, I'm gonna lay points with them on the road. That's not my. I guess that's not how I handicap. That's not my MO.
Yeah, but at the same point in time, for people tuning in, and I'm not saying it's just for that, but like. It doesn't really, I'm not really asking you who you've taken. Who do you think is going to win the football game? Because it's irrelevant, like what you took, you know what I mean? It would, like, what you've taken, Teddy, will have zero impact on the result of this game in the end. 100%. Like Dalvin Cook and Aaron Rodgers, like, do not care what you and I took, and we have zero impact on it.
Correct.
So it's all in your head, that stuff. No, but I get the theory of jumping on a streak, though. I get the theory. I've been there. Trust me. Me and Cam famously jumped in. We didn't realize the Cleveland Indians had beaten the Tigers like 20 games in a row or something like that. And I don't know, like Kluber was on the hill. There was like 22 million things to take the Indians. Yeah, the Tigers won that night, right? I'm like a streak killer, Teddy. You know how many times I've jumped in like that public mush, jumping on a public streak? And I'm like, oh, you know, 2 weeks in, oh, I missed out on that one. But just from the football game itself, like you said, it's a massive game for Minnesota. Yet ultimately, I've sort of looked at this. I've flirted with it. I think it's a lower scoring game, but Green Bay are better than they are, and Aaron Rodgers will be better this week. They're winning when he doesn't even play well. So I think the Green Bay Packers are the pick. And I haven't been riding the whole time, but I did take them with Jordan Love, and I did take them at Arizona. But I was on Seattle last week, unfortunately.
Well, since your take on Green Bay spot on, you may as well stay with them then, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I've been right, you know what I mean? I have a pretty good feeling. Whatever.
Facetious. You bet against them last week and lost. You're like, no, this week I'm betting on
that. Was 1 week. I won 2 weeks in a row before that.
Yeah.
We got screwed last week. The refs, that was Tony Corrente.
Yeah, no doubt. The
guy's like crooked.
Rough game from a ref standpoint for Seahawks fans.
Yeah, every time he does a game, it's a rough game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
The late night anger management request. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Teddy Covers kicking with us. Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do this thing. So, Teddy, so as I stated, I don't know. There's no locks, as you know. Every lock has its key. But, you know, it's easy to say, oh, no, well, have you seen Houston and this and that? And I will counter, have you seen the NFL every week this year in the National Football League, right? Every week there are, like, just bizarro world results. And you say, no, like, I told myself over and over with the Manning curse, which I'm sure you don't believe in, right? But the Manning curse. So it's 0-for-6. Right, six players go on to Manning cast. Every single one of them lost the next game that they played after they went on. And Josh Allen went on, a Buffalo Bill quarterback. And I'm thinking, nah, this curse can't be real. And they lose to the Jags. I don't think it's because he went on a Manning show. But there's crazy results every week. But the other game that I do like, Teddy, I do believe that the Buffalo Bills, I think their offense will put up points on the Colts. So, and I think the Colts will move the ball, and Carson Wentz will get his stupid pass interference penalties and stuff. I think the Bills get into the 30s, and I think the Colts will put enough to get the game to go to get there. But if I ask you, what's one game that you like the most in the NFL that you want to share with us? Which game catches your eye?
Do you think the Chiefs are fixed just because they beat the Raiders last week?
You know what? I don't think they were as broken as people thought they were. Like, I love the Chiefs last week, and I know it's a week-to-week thing, but I think Mahomes was just sort of like he's a three-point shooter who was cold, Teddy, right? Things, you know what I mean? He got out of his rhythm. He'd never struggled before in his life, in his career. At Texas Tech, he never really even struggled, even though they sucked, right? Like, he never really struggled. So I don't think he never really struggled before. I think he had a hard time just sort of grasping that, wow, I can't believe I threw an interception. And, wow, that's never happened to me. And, like, I think he had a lot of that's never happened before moments. He's still learning, Teddy. You know what I mean? The offensive line was a little shaky for a couple of weeks. They tightened up against the Raiders. The defense all along has been playing well. So that's one thing, too. Like, people, like, you know, there's more to football than just Mahomes' fantasy numbers. So the defense has been playing well. And even though he was struggling and the offense was terrible and he averaged 3.2 yards per pass in the air, etc., I don't know. There's still one for the last five football games, Teddy. And I've been hard on the Chiefs, saying they only beat teams from the NFC East and blah, 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 blah. Like, I have been betting and fading these guys and killing it, doing it, except I was on them last week. And, yeah, I think that I don't think they were as bad as people were making them out to be, Teddy. So, long story short, I like them. Yes, I like them against the Cowboys.
I think Dallas is better than they are. I think Dallas is the better team catching points. So you and I will be on the opposite side of this game. But I don't really think it's necessarily that close. The Cowboys, the Chiefs, KC's not stopping Dallas, all right? Unless you're seeing a different Chiefs defense than I am. I'm seeing a Chiefs defense that when they face the teams that can actually move the ball, they're having their fair share of struggles. I don't think the pass rush gets there. I think the balance of the Cowboys is going to give the Kansas City a lot of problems. And if Mahomes, I mean, last week for the first time in...
Well, I can easy counter. Did you watch the Dallas Cowboys against the Denver Broncos last week?
I watched the whole game, 2 weeks
ago. They were great. You know what I mean?
They were terrible. As always happens, the first game back with the star and everyone lets down. We see that in every sport every time. They just won a game with Cooper Rush. Dak came back and they didn't show up.
So they beat the Atlanta Falcons 43-3 last week. The same Patriot team just beat them 25-0.
Correct. No, this is the Dallas team that beat New England, too, at New England. Remember that?
Yeah, and a game that was like a freaking pinball at the end. Like, you know what I mean? Pinball machine. That anything could have happened. They both screwed up like 16 times at the end of that game. Listen, no, I like what Dallas are doing. And how the hell, I can't argue against a football team that's 8-1 against the spread, Teddy. Right? But there's a difference between being a bad team and not covering point spreads like the Kansas City Chiefs were. And I don't give a crap. Yeah, Dak Prescott's great and stuff. I'll take Mahomes over Dak Prescott. I don't recall Dallas Cowboys like racking up a bunch of wins in their history and Dak beating teams with a winning record before. The Dallas Cowboys are the kings. Because you're saying, oh, the Chiefs haven't stopped anybody. The Cowboys are the kings of beating bad teams. That's what, like, Dak has feasted on this. His record, like, they don't win big games, the Cowboys. That's always been, like, that's sort of their knock. This will be an impressive win, Teddy. And it's great. Listen, I think that Dak Prescott's the MVP of the league right now. At plus 700. He was plus 800, went to plus 700. And no one's going to ever say this, but no one gives McCarthy credit. But if we're going to rip the guy, if he was 2-7, people would be ripping him. He's 7-2, so you got to tip your cap to him. Even though people say, well, does it do anything? Because Quinn runs the defense and Kellen Moore runs the offense. But I'm not anti-Dallas, Teddy. But so, look, they gave up 27 points to Tennessee, the Chiefs. That was their last. The Giants, they held to 17. Jordan Love and company, they had the backdoor cover. And then Vegas, they teed up. So I do believe this will be a track meet because I don't think they're going to shut Dallas down completely. But in the end, I trust Kansas City more than Dallas here. What about the total at 56? Too high? Too low? What's your take?
I'm not playing this game under. You know, you want to play this game under? I don't want to play this game under.
No. I don't like playing any games under.
Especially not this one.
All right, do we have a final here? Did SDSU just win 65-63? We get a split. I hit the points. I lose the total. I was hoping for that 2-0 Teddy on the way out there, buddy.
Said you had 130 something as the you had under 130.
Well, I had over 133.5.
Oh yeah. You had over was 133.5, and the line was 130. The market was 136.5. You had the over.
Yeah, I think it's 65-63.
So I thought you had the under.
Over.
I was rooting at the other. Oh, well, you were. I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, I got a split, but yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, so Teddy's very adamant. Says Cowboys roll them. Cowboys roll them. All right, I want to get to talk some college as well, actually. Speaking of San Diego State, they got UNLV tomorrow, but anything else in the NFL? The Giants at Bucks on Monday is an interesting one, too. You know, the Bucks are coming off their loss, but the Giants, like, cover every game on the road. It's just almost just, like, automatic with these guys. And let me ask you about the Raider game, actually, since you're in Vegas. And I've had a pretty good feeling about the Raiders this year. Like, I've been on and off them, and I've had a pretty good vibe for them. This one perplexes me. I lean Cincinnati, but I don't love this one. But what's your feeling? What's the word with the Raiders this week?
Optimism is not high in Raiders camp. You know, especially with a fresh Cincy team coming off a loss and a bye. There are concerns. You know, there's a reason that the Bengals are road chalk in this one. I believe. It'd be Cincy or pass for this.
You figure Burrow and company and Jamar Chase and, you know, the passing attack should have success, right? They should be able to throw the ball all over the place on the Raiders, but it's not like the Bengals are a super trustworthy team either, you know? This is like a last stand for the Raiders, but I got to believe they're like a boxer, Teddy, that's starting to get beat up late, you know what I mean? There's only so much they can absorb.
This is kind of a circle the wagon spot for Cincy. Off, you know, two losses, including the bad one against Cleveland in the bye. You know, this is supposed to be their get-right spot.
All right, so, Teddy, I brought up, actually, before we get to SDSU and UNLV, go fight, win. As I brought up, Harbaugh is another one of these guys where if Harbaugh struggles, like Harbaugh lost the Michigan State game, Twitter blows up and stuff. Well, here are Michigan right now. Their win total was 7.5. They've sailed over that. He's rolling in with one loss, but you notice the same jackasses that always criticize, they're not quite as loud right now. It always works out that way. But Harbaugh's like the king of that. Like, you know what I mean? And the second, if they lose to Ohio State, oh, Harbaugh's a loser, so it'll be right back to it all the time. Never mind the fact they're probably going to the Rose Bowl. But I was surprised, Teddy. I saw yesterday, because I heard the number was going to be 6. Circa was saying 6. And then I saw yesterday the win was the first one up with a 4.5. 4.5, Michigan and Ohio State. Which I'm like, damn, man. You talk about respect from the odds makers. Like, what the hell's going on here? Listen, I'm optimistic about Michigan, Teddy, but I was really surprised to see the 4.5.
Well, it's not like Michigan hasn't given Ohio State any battles in the Harbaugh era. You know, when they're like a double overtime or a triple overtime game with all kinds of controversy at the end.
They got screwed. Devin Gardner got screwed hard. Like, we got screwed twice. There's been two games where Michigan, like, blatantly got robbed.
Yeah, although in my opinion, case in recent years. You know, it's been a...
No, the average victory is like 20 points or something like that. They murdered us.
Yeah, but I mean... Am I rushing the window to get to the Wolverines at that number? No.
What about the game against the Terps this week?
So Michigan has, and one thing Harbaugh has been good, he's been able to get the Wolverines mostly to avoid the distractions the week before Ohio State. They've been actually bet on the week before the Buckeyes, and I don't want any part of Loxley's squad right now, Maryland. You know, whatever it is, whatever they might have been early in the season, you know, they're a team that whose 4-0 start is about as fraudulent as it gets.
Yeah.
I could only take the Wolverines in that game. And I'm not laying it with Michigan there.
One thing that's impressive, though, with Harbaugh and Michigan as a whole, and we got to give them credit for it, is they're 8-2 against the spread this year. Like, they've been smashing people, right? Like, they have. They've handled their business. They're 8-2 ATS.
So, I was... After the Michigan State loss, all right, I'm talking with my buddies, my fellow alumni buddies. And one of them, who's normally a calm and rational person, is like, I've had it. It's time. Harbaugh's got to go. I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? I mean, I was like.
Yeah, to hire who?
Over.
Yeah.
He's like, I was like, we just went through this already, all right? You know, you want Brady Hoke? No. You want Rich Rod? No. Look at all the other programs. He's like, well, Michigan used to be competing every year. I'm like, look at every other program that was competing for a conference title every year. Is Florida State happy? No. Is Miami happy? No. Is Nebraska happy? No. Is
Teddy, look at all happy? The big time no. jobs right now, exactly, right now, dude, that are open. And no one even wants them. They can't even get anybody. Like, who are you going to hire?
LSU. Nobody
yeah,
wants
USC, them. LSU, USC, Virginia Tech, Washington Huskies. Normally, if one of these jobs open, it's like, oh, my God, what a job. Now, Teddy, they're like, well, who are you going to hire? Who are you going to hire? Like, seriously, where are they going to go now, Teddy? Going to hire John Gruden? Like, seriously.
Yeah. Anyhow, Harbaugh's just fine. Wolverines are fine. They'll win in Maryland.
All right, we got like 30 seconds before the break, so I want to get your take on this game tomorrow. Because speaking of ATS, UNLV, a couple of wins right now. They're the 7-3 ATS on the season, and a hell of a year for Brady Hoke as well. Let's give Hoke credit. He's another one. I don't know, he still doesn't wear a headset. Late Night Anchor Management Class continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Gabriel Morency. Teddy Covers with us. All right, Teddy, we only got a couple of minutes here. So UNLV and San Diego State. Good for the UNLV Rebel program. These kids have been working hard for a couple of years. They weren't getting the results. Coach Arroyo not getting the results. They're starting to get a couple of results here on the way out this year. They've been battling. These kids always been playing hard. They beat New Mexico, and then they beat Hawaii. Now they're getting double digits. At first, I was like, man, it's kind of, you know, San Diego State are just so much, you know, better than they are. But you look at this number here. It's, you know, what do you make of this game, Teddy, getting the double digits?
So UNLV just went over their season win total with those back-to-back victories.
Damn right they did.
Over 1.5 wins. If you had the Rebels over 1.5, it did not look good on November 1st, and it looks just fine today. That said, I mean, you said it. Number one, I don't want the Rebels off 2 straight wins. Number two, if there's a bet to make here, it's UNLV team total under, maybe. You know,
yeah.
About San Diego State scoring. But, you know, the Rebels' offense is you hand the ball off to Williams, and then you hand the ball off to Williams, and then you hand the ball off to Williams. And, Williams
and the Aztecs are going to stuff that.
Not going to work against San Diego State. So, as to what kind of trick plays Arroyo has up his sleeve, you better...
But it's not really a number that the Aztecs win by, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't... I'm looking here, like, they blew out New Mexico 31-7, but they don't really blow teams out. I'm just thinking, though, and I talked about, like, the Iowa State game. San Diego State are a physical team, right? And UNLV kind of have problems with that. All right, 30 seconds, Teddy. Ducks and Utes. Is this where the Ducks go down, or they get over this hurdle and survive?
I think they lose here. If not, they'll lose to Utah in the Pac-12 championship game anyway. They ain't winning.
Teddy says no. He says no Ducks. That means the Bearcats will make the playoffs. Unless they lose to SMU. SMU alert here, Teddy.
Since he dominated them last year, I worry about it the games for the Mustangs. I looked at him and didn't play.
Thanks, Teddy. Happy Thanksgiving.